At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Almost half of people surveyed for a new study said that they have used sunbeds despite knowing the risks to their skin. And many who sunbathe believe it's worth getting slightly sunburnt to get a base for their tan. And Isabel Haugh, consultant dermatologist, joins us this morning. Isabel, do studies like this just fill you with absolute despair?
Absolutely. It breaks my heart to read these types of things, knowing how dangerous that tanning is for our skin.
Tell us, I suppose, outline for us the dangers, because I we were discussing this morning here before we came on air. We do lots of things that maybe aren't very good for us. You know, some people smoke, lots of people drink. You know, there's all sorts of things that we do. Why are sunbeds particularly bad?
So sunbeds are basically a source of intense UV radiation. And taking one sunbed alone actually increases your risk of melanoma, which is our most dangerous type of skin cancer, by 20% on average. So they are recognized as carcinogenic. They are completely unsafe. Any form of UV tanning is dangerous for our skin, but particularly sunbeds. They are incredibly
dangerous.
Did
you say
dangerous.
One use? Do you mean one episode? You go, I don't know how many
Correct.
People sign up to
Correct.
10 minutes or something on it. And
Correct.
It increases the risk of melanoma by 20%.
That's right. And particularly in young people, if you have used sunbeds before the age of 35, you've increased your risk of having any form of skin cancer by almost 60%. So they are incredibly dangerous. And particularly in Ireland, where a large portion of the population have skin that's very vulnerable to the sun. You know, we have very fair skin, yeah. A lot of us, freckles. You know, we are extremely vulnerable. So it is very alarming. It's very frightening to hear that so many people are still using sunbeds.
So for under 35s, I'm literally making you repeat these things because they're big. For under 35s, if you use sunbeds at all, you have increased your risk of skin cancer by 60%.
Almost 60, that's right.
Should they be banned? Should something be changed then? It seems kind of mad.
I certainly think so. They are recognized by the World Health Organization as being carcinogenic. It's incredibly dangerous for our skin. And I think a lot of it just comes from myth, you know? So I'm so excited to be on here this morning just to share that information that they are not safe. You know, a tan from UV radiation is your body's response to damage. It's not something that's healthy or safe. So if there's one thing that I could get across to anybody listening this morning is that a tan is not healthy that's induced by UV radiation. It's a sign of damage that's already been done to your skin.
Okay, so I guess fake it till you make it. Is that if you want to be...
Absolutely,
okay.
Yes.
All
and
right.
There's so many amazing products in Ireland and so many amazing female entrepreneurs that are making beautiful fake tanning products. So I absolutely would encourage people to choose the bottle over the bed.
Very good. Thank you very much for joining us. That is Dr. Isabel Haugh, their consultant dermatologist.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.